Got it, Rex.
How you going? I was just ringing to see, because I bought a WRX, a 1998. I didn't realise coilover suspension was a problem in Victoria, but I was trying to get my hands on a set of just old suspension just to chuck on up for roadworthy.
I know that we definitely won't have any stock stuff here. Normally coilovers aren't a problem.
Who was that, sorry?
Normally coilovers are not a problem for roadie.
Well, the mechanic I took it to said it needs to be engineered.
Yeah, right. Maybe just take it to someone else.
Okay, well, yeah, no, he's kind of made a big deal about it. He's kind of said, oh, we've got to try and find somewhere that we can chuck on it for the photos, and then, yeah, you can change it back after.
Okay, because, it's sort of hit and miss. So the coilover is a bit of a grey area in the rules.
Yeah, yeah.
Some guys will pass it, some guys won't. Obviously, that guy won't. We normally pass coilovers.
Okay. And that's with full photos, or you just kind of...
Yeah, like full photos. Yeah. As long as they've got the right amount of suspension drip, that's all that matters.
Okay.
I'd probably attempt to take it someone else for roadie.
Okay. What's the suspension drip say?
It needs to be, I think, 2/3 of the standard drip.
Okay, 2/3 of the standard drip. I'll let him know. Do you do roadworthy there?
We do. We're booked out for about 5 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
For any sort of work.
That's all right. I didn't realise you guys were there. You're only around the corner from my place, but I'll give my mechanic a ring if I can't get anywhere with him. I'll book it in for 5-6 weeks or whatever. So, but you reckon sometimes they'll pass. If they knock it back, why would they knock it back for?
For the coilovers, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Some guys will be scared of coilovers and they'll just straight up refuse. So it's their license on the line, so they get to pick whether they pass it or not. So if he's already said no to you, he probably isn't going to change his mind.
Yeah.
There's a very grey area for coilovers. So yeah, depending on how you interpret it, is whether they're legal or not.
Yeah. So what's the engineering? Because he said they need to be engineered or something.
That's about a 4 to 6K process.
Yeah, I knew the engineers weren't cheap, but...
No, not at all.
Yeah. But no, all good. No, I appreciate the help. Do you know anyone that might have, like, Subaru spare parts or cheap ones?
Not really. I just try to call a few wreckers. I can't think of anyone that actually... Unless you just jump on, like, Facebook Marketplace, see if anyone's finding something out. I don't know of anyone that will have something decent.
Yeah. No worries. No, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
All good.